Good evening, everyone. Tonight is the 14th, preparing this for the morning of the 15th, the Friday morning. So you made it through another week, TGIF, right? Or almost, anyway. been thinking about the family I grew up in, which I think is pretty normal. As we get older, we think about our growing up days as a child. And there was a lot of good things about my mom and dad. You know, they were both hard workers. My mom, at the height of her family, she had 5 children. She lost 2. But, I guess she never had 5 altogether. But anyway, had 4, Brad, Joy, Dale, and myself, until Dale was 19, and then he was killed in a car wreck. But my younger brother, my older brother, Gary, died at 4 years old. I was 3 when he died. But my dad was a very hard worker. He was a plumber. He started as a common laborer, worked himself up as a plumber, and eventually had his own plumbing company. And I learned a lot from my dad about mechanical trade, and learned a lot about plumbing and welding, and about cars, and learned how to grow a garden. I mean, I was kind of over the garden. I was in charge of, me and Dale, we had to get out and weed the garden. And we had a well, and we had a little Cub Cadet tractor. We'd pull a trailer on the back of it and have 5-gallon buckets in the back of the trailer and go down the well and fill up the 5-gallon buckets with water and water the fruit trees. We had apple trees, and we had a lot of black raspberries. We raised a lot of green beans and potatoes and squash, strawberries, and a lot of tomatoes, you know. And I remember those days, you know. And we were expected to get out and work. Even after going to school all day, we were expected to do our chores. One day, my dad came home from work, and I was out playing basketball, and he was, is this all you have to do is, you know, play basketball out here? Almost made me feel guilty, you know. And then I went to work, when I was a sophomore, and I worked through high school, and I've worked ever since, except I'm not working there like I was. I've been cutting back since I've retired, but there's nothing wrong with work. The Bible says, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat, you know. And my mom was a hard worker. She worked in the garden. She did a lot of canning. You know, she made applesauce. She canned tomatoes. She canned green beans. And you know, so we never went without food. In fact, we probably ate too much food. You know. But, you know, and so we had a pretty tight-knit family. But the thing that was missing was the gospel. The thing that was missing was the true gospel. The gospel of the Bible, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's what was missing. Even though my mom was very religious, She went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And then she went to a ladies' prayer meeting every Friday morning. She was very religious. But being religious and having the truth is two different things, you know. And that's what I've been saying the last 25 years. We either are trusting in the merits of Christ's work or we're trusting in our own works. I'm glad that I'm not trusting in my own works, because I would be continually discouraged, because I see how actually ridiculous it is to trust in works. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Take heed that ye hear. I know thy works and how thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his sheep, he go before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Well, I'm glad that we have what Christ taught in his word regarding the gospel. John 6:37 says, all that the Father has given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. So let us never forget the great work that Christ did, not only in predestinating us unto adoption, but also dying for his people, securing their salvation through his blood, and we're looking for his coming back to receive us into heaven to be with him someday. May the good Lord be with you this Friday, and God bless.